Soma Satsang, Volume 1, Lesson 10. Authenticity is having your inner image, outer image, and others' image all integrated and aligned to the highest possibility. The purpose of authenticity is to expand your infinite potential and possibilities. In Sanskrit, inner image is called mamakara. Outer image is called ahamkara, and other's image is called anyakara. The inner image is how you feel and hold yourself. Outer image is how you show yourself and project yourself to others. Other's image is how you hold others' feelings and expectations that they carry about you. All three are built on commitments and expectations. If you bring integrity to all the commitments and expectations stored in all three, then you are living authenticity. If you are established in complete integrity with your inner image, then nobody can shake you. When you are convinced that you are right, then nobody can convince you that you are wrong. You will know how to project yourself and how to handle others' image they carry towards you. You are responsible to fulfill the expectations that others have for you. You will know how to expand your inner image and outer image. Even your body language sends out signals that creates expectations. So even those expectations need to be honored with integrity if they expand your inner image and outer image. Everyone is responsible for even the expectations built by your subtle body language. Only integrity with your inner image will give you the clarity to know how to handle the subtle body language-based expectations. You are even responsible for how others hold you. By feeling responsible for others' image towards you, then others cannot bring any surprises to you. You will always be empowered and will never fall into incompletions or powerlessness. By taking responsibility for others' image, you will never carry expectations about how others should hold you. If you expect others will hold you in a very high way, then you will always be caught in suffering. The moment others have a low image of you, then you will collapse in powerlessness. Even if you sacrifice your whole life for them, do not expect that they should have a high image of you. By taking responsibility for others' image, you will never become surprised and powerless when someone does have a low image of you. Same way, you will not get elated when someone has a high image of you. Only the problems in which you feel responsible for will you be empowered with the solution and the capacity to execute the solution. So go on taking responsibility for others' image of you. You will never fall into powerlessness. You will be able to handle everyone's image that others carry towards you. Life forces us to deal with others' image of you. If you do not take responsibility, you still have to deal with the side effects of others' image unknowingly. When you refuse responsibility for others' image, then you will not be empowered to live the solutions. You will only be powerless to the problems created by others' image. Either way, life will force the problems of others' image on you. So it's better to take responsibility knowingly and handle others' image of you and live the life of solutions. It is always best to take responsibility of others' image and fulfill the expectations that will expand your inner image, because even if it is refused, life will force it upon you anyways. So there is no escape. The work will be accomplished whether willingly or in resistance. And resistance brings suffering rather than the satisfaction of a job well done. Integrity, authenticity, responsibility should be your only strategy to handle any situation.